All right, so starting the second parak. Maybe we should put it, maybe another day we'll do the little tefillah thing. But starting the second parak. So now it goes, so the Mishnah is like this. If he's reading Kriya Shema, and he gets to the Zman, he's reading the Parsha, he's reading the Torah, and then it comes to be the Zman of Kriya Shema. So if he has Kavan, he's Yotze. Okay, so what did he do basically? All he did was he read the Parshas of Kriya Shema. Right? So Tosu said, the Yerushalmi says, from this you see, what do you see from this? From this Mishnah? Go ahead. That what? That brachos not makvos. How do you see brachos not makvos? He didn't say any brachos. Doesn't say he has to read the. Doesn't say he has to say the brachos. Alright, he happens to be reading in the Chumash. Comes time for Kriya Shema. The only thing he has to do is have Kavana. Right? So that means that brachos and not makvos. And that's a klal. Correct? Go ahead. Yeah. No, his mashma, all he has to do is have kavana. Nothing else. He doesn't have to change anything other than his kavana. But if brachos ha-ma'akev ha-ma'akvos, then what's the difference? It's not going to help him just because he has kavana. He didn't make the bracha. Right? It says in general, mitzvah. No, there's a mitzvah. He said brachos ha-ma'akvos. Go ahead. This question is, I don't understand the question. I don't understand this question at all. Right? What are you saying? But it says in the first parak that, what do we conclude in the first parak? Brachos are not ma'akvos. That what? That the Seder brachos are not ma'akev, but the brachos are ma'akvos. Yeah, but what is that whole thing you're talking about over there? Isn't it just talking about whether the brachos are ma'akev each other? It's just strange that that's even a question, huh?
Also, we never concluded that. We said, why is it not so strong? Because we say also that you're talking about
Okay, so that's a fine. But even given that there's a conclusion like that, doesn't seem from that sugi at all that it has anything to do with whether you have a Kriya Shema. Just seems that you have to, it has this a question of whether you mekayim the mitzvah of brachos, right? So he says, but Tosus takes it the other way. He says, Yesh Loma, Dosam, Ayri B'tzibor, Deganami, Tzani Amalei Mamuna. So this is basically like the Gaonim, right? We'll go back to the Sugi in a minute. But this is basically like the Gaonim. Tosus is all like the Gaonim. A strange idea. We have to see if we can understand this. But he's saying that Mitzvahs Kriya Shema B'yochid, when we say Kriya Shema B'yochid, then if you say it without any brachos yotze, but if you say it b'tzibur, you're not. It's a strange idea. Right? Like a different surah, Kriya Shema B'yochid and b'tzibur. But anyway, let's go back to that sugya, see if there's any basis to conclude. Like Tosfos is saying, that ain ma'akev, but if you say there's not ma'akev, then it means the brachos are ma'akev, but not ma'akev each other, ma'akev Kriya Shema. Okay. Alright, so the Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Bey is going through, is quoting the Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid tells you the daily activities. So after they would do the Tamid, and the Kohanim would bring the Evarim up to the Kevesh and salt them, right? Then what would they do? They would come down, go into the Lishkas HaGazus, and they'd read Kriya Shema. Okay? So it says that after that, the Mamuna would say to them, Birchu Brachas Achas. This is talking about telling them basically to start Kriya Shema. Okay? They would make one bracha, and they would also say Aseres HaDibros. Go ahead. So what would they say? They'd say one bracha of Kriya Shema, Aseres HaDibros, And what else? Then Shema, Vayim Shemoa Vayomer, and then what? Baruchu Esa'am. The Rosh says Imam. They say together with the Am, Emes V'yativ. Right? Go ahead. Okay, so they would make a bracha on the avoda. It's our, it's like our ritzay. It's what ritzay would sound like if you had a base of mikdash. Right? So ritzay is talking about avoda tam Yisrael, v'yishe Yisrael, usulasam. Right? The avoda ishe Yisrael usulasam skala ratzon. Okay. Yeah. So Rashi says it wasn't. It's not the time. They don't have. They were in a rush. They didn't have time to say the rest of the tefillah, and it wasn't even really the zman of Kriya Shema. Yeah, this is the trouble. That's a troubling statement. It wasn't the zman of Kriya Shema. Like, what are we deriving from this whole thing? It wasn't the zman of Kriya Shema. All right, that's the machlokus. What that means, though. I mean, most Rishonim learn it means that mechatchila is not the zman kriyishma. Not that you're not yotzei at all if you read this early, because we said on Ches you can read from Al Shachar. They definitely did it after Al Shachar. So most Rishonim learn it doesn't mean you're not yotzei at all. It means it's not mechatchila the way you're not allowed to do that mechatchila. They were allowed to do it because they were in a rush. That's what he's explaining. They were in a rush. They were allowed to be makdim. But the average person can't.
This every day?
Every day they would do this, yeah. Because they have to do their avoda right away. They do their avoda, and then they have to...
They did
their avoda before? They did their avoda from Alos. They start. What? Yeah. Couldn't do it, yeah. Go ahead. Okay, so the Gemara says they were inquiring what bracha did they make? What was the bracha that they made? And they finally got to Rabbi Yehuda, and he said that Shmuel said it was Ava Rabba. Okay, go ahead. Okay, fine. So now Rabbi Zreka said in the name of Reish Lakish that what? That Reish Lakish said, they said Yotzer. Okay, so Shmuel said they said Ava Rabba, and Reish Lakish said it was Yotzer. But now he says that he didn't actually hear Reish Lakish say that they said Yotzer. That's not what he actually heard. But he, from what he heard, he derived that Reish Lakish held they said Yotzer. Right? That's Mechlala. He derived it. It was implied. How did he derive it from that? So how did he derive it? Because Reish Lakish said Zos Omeris. What's Zos Omeris? Ve'la beferish it. My lo shama mi pi Reish Lakish she'oma beferish my bracha achas yotzer or. He did not hear a statement like that. He never heard Reish Lakish say my bracha achas yotzer or. But what did he hear Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish said Zos Omeris. This comes to say, what's this? That since they said one bracha only, that comes to show you brachos ein ma'akvos zuzu. Rashi. Below zu, right? So what does it mean brachos or not ma'akvos zuzu? It's the normal idea of ein ma'akvos zuzu. It means to say that if you made one bracha and not the other one, you still yotze that bracha. Nafka miya yidecho vaso. Vahi shabirech. In the one that you made the bracha on, you yotze your chov. Hold on. And we don't say that the other one is ma'akev it. That if she'ein zu mo'elis below zu. We don't say one bracha does nothing without the other one. Right? And from here he figured out that it must have been yotze or. Like Tchelis is not makiv Lavan, Lavan is not makiv Tchelis. Yotzi one without the other. And Akwazu Azu, going back to the beginning of the year. Yeah, what are you thinking, B-Mac? So if they said Yotzer Or, no, the premise is that Yotzer Or cannot be said earlier than Avarava, but Avarava can be said earlier than Yotzer Or. In other words, put more simply, that the Zman, if it's the Zman of Yotzer Or, it's definitely the Zman of Avarava. But if it's the Zman of Avarava, it's not necessarily the Zman of Yotzer Or. Okay? So if they said Yotzer Or, that means they specifically skipped Avarava. Of course, they could have said it. It was a Zman for Avarava. And they decided not to. And that implies they're never going to say it again. Because it was a choice to skip it. Okay? But, so you see that they could totally cut out one bracha and never return to it. But if the bracha, but if the bracha was Avarava that they said, then what? You wouldn't be able to derive anything. Why? Right, maybe it was just too early for Yotzer. But they'll get back to it later. You can't say that they skipped it. There's no skipping. If they only said Avarava, it might be just simply it's too early to say Avarava. It's too early to say Yotzer. So they have no intention of skipping anything. If they said Yotzer or only, you see that they're skippers. But if they only said Avarava, you don't see that they're skippers. Right? So Mustafa, they're going to come back to it later. Go ahead, what does Rashi say? Eli'i amatach brocha de komri avarabo hechi shom amino dein makwazu azu. How do you see that? Doma hadlo omri yotzeor mishin blu matas manehu. It just wasn't early enough. It wasn't late enough. V'chi matas manei omri lo. Right? V'yavagav de koru inu kriyashma lo matas manei. Even though they were kori kriyashma, still not the zman of yotzeor. Rashi again does seem to say that this is according to the Shita that holds they absolutely were not Yotze. But like I said, many Rishonim holds not. It's just talking about L'chatchila. But anyway, so what's his proof? So that's his proof. So since Reish Lakish said you can see from the way the Anshe Mishmar read the brachos that they held the brachos are not ma'akvazu azu. Why? So how could Reish Lakish have seen that? How could Reish Lakish have seen that? So that's what Rav Draker is saying. Only if he held, they said Yotzer Or. Because that would show that they skipped Avarava. That would show they skipped Avarava. No, they never would say it again. They would not come back to Avarava. Oh, that's what the Gemara says next, right? Go ahead. What would be the other way to interpret it? So the Gemara says, "Imechlala mai." If it's a good drasha, if it's a good diuk. So he says, "No, because he wanted it, he recognized it's possible to learn another way. It's possible to learn another way. Possible to derive something else. That what? That really they said Avarava. And when it comes time for Yotze Or, they're going to say Yotze Or." So what did Reish Lakish say? Brachos anam akwa zuazu. Seder brachos. Seder brachos. Im hikdim amul charos. Seder brachos. Why is Rashi say im hikdim amul charos? Why is Rashi say im hikdim amul charos? Shouldn't I say the other way? If you ma'acher the... Because they're really saying the one that's they're saying Yotze Or much. Oh, you mean you hik them in Mulcharos, right? You're putting them, the first thing you do is mak them in Mulcharos. You don't make the early ones later. Huh? Yeah. Right. He's talking about the action that you're doing. The action that you're doing is being mak them in Mulcha. Right. Yeah, so that's the question over here, right? No, so there are two. So then it would mean that when Reish Lakish said brachos and not ma'akvos, he didn't mean it in the technical sense, not ma'akvos. They are makif each other, just not the Seder. Something has to be a mechlal, right? Something's mechlala. Either he means literally brachas on ma'akvos, and then it was a good deduction, and it'd be yotze or. Or he doesn't mean literally brachas on ma'akvos. He just means Seder brachas on ma'akiv. Right? Something has to give. Anyhow, so what are the two possibilities here? That what? First possibility is that what? The brachos themselves and the ma'akros. So that would mean that what?
Say one without the other.
You can say one without the other. And claim shot is, am I yotzei the bracha I said? Am I yotzei the bracha I said? For whatever reason, they had to really be quick and they couldn't say every bracha. But if you say all the brachos are one entity, one unit, right? So then it's an all or nothing thing. You can't skip any. You either say them all or you say none. Right? But you see there's a kiyam of a bracha of yotze or without the bracha of avarava. Were you yotze saying one bracha of Krishna? One bracha of the day? Yeah, you're yotze. Was there a reason why he couldn't say all of them? Yeah, there's a reason. No, if it's a Zman for both, no, if they're saying Yotze or it's a Zman for both. Because you don't know why they're only saying one. The question is, why are they only saying one? Are they saying, huh? Can I finish? The question is, why are they only saying one? Are they only saying one because there's a rush and they have to cut it short? Or are they only saying one because it's just a Zman for one? Right? They're saying Yotze or only, then they're only saying one because they have a cheshbon and they have to skip this bracha. Because both brachas are available. So you see, they're saying, skip this bracha. Okay? So your question is, how do you know they didn't say it later?
Even if they would say that,
nobody says you need Seder Brachos. Nobody says you need Seder Brachos.
Let's say they just said Amarava, and it wasn't as Zman for Yotze.
Then you can't say that they instituted a skipping of Brachos. They're just saying, say them now. Now you're in a rush. You have a time to. Now that you did the Avoda, you should do whatever you can of Birkas Kriya Shema.
Right.
But you don't know that they're not going to say Yotzer Or. They're going to say Yotzer Or. No, it's this way of saying, you guys are up so early, do whichever bracha you can as it comes. That's what he was telling them. What was he telling them? Was he telling them, because of your circumstances, you have a right to skip one bracha? Or was he telling them, because you're up so early, you should do the brachas as they come due? But right now, only one bracha came due. When the next one comes, it's the next one. So you're either going to derive brachos on ma'akva or not ma'akvos at all, because he told them to skip, or that the Seder is not ma'akiv, one or the other, right? But plain pshat of this whole sugya is has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. That's the problem. Plain pshat of the whole sugya is certainly according to Rashi, who says not even this ma'akiv Kriya Shema, right? Plain pshat of the sugya is just has to do with brachos themselves. It has nothing to do with. So why does Tosus ask this sugya as a kasha on the next Mishnah? There's nothing to do with each other. The next Mishnah is telling you if you want to be Yotze Kriya Shema, you don't need the brachos. And this Mishnah, this Gemara is telling you if you want to be Yotze the brachos, you need all the brachos. One is a question of what you need to be Yotze the brachos. The other one is a question of what you need to be Yotze Kriya Shema. Just because even if the brachos are ma'akva zuazu, even if they were ma'akva zuazu, right? That would be for brachos. There's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. There's nothing contradictory to say brachos on ma'akvos zu as zu, but they're not makif Kriya Shema, right? But Tosus is learning that from the maskon of this Gemara, all you see is that brachos that say their brachos are not ma'akev, but brachos are ma'akev. But he's learning not only they ma'akev each, not only are they ma'akev each other, but they ma'akev Kriya Shema. So he has now as a kasha. The Mishnah says brachos not ma'akev. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So he explains. No, one is talking about tzibur, and one is talking about yochid. So the Rush has the same thing. So the Rush. I will pick it up with the Rush and the Rashba.